Welcome. You're tuned in with Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. This Tuesday, the 24th of June, 25, we delve into crucial narratives shaping the insurance landscape in Australia. Let's kick off with a game-changing dispute resolution by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA. In a storm of controversy, they've ordered an insurer to fully cover a storm-related claim due to ambiguous policy wording about patio coverage. This case highlights the urgent need for clear contract language, displaying the implications of ambiguity, notably a $4,000 compensation for non-financial losses, all directed towards improving consumer understanding and potentially avoiding future conflicts. Moving on, it appears the sun has finally shone on Australia's catastrophe losses, with Aon's recent Climate and Catastrophe Insight report revealing a significant decline, dropping to $500 million in 2022, the lowest since 2004. This drought of disasters, a first since 1982. But it's not time to rest easy. Despite the respite, Australian consumers are still up against high insurance premiums due to challenges in underinsurance and climate risks. Echoing this concern is Aon's Tom Mortlock, urging enhanced climate resilience and insurance reform. However, a storm might be on the horizon. The Climate Change Authority reports that almost 600,000 homes may become uninsurable within 5 years due to extreme natural hazards. By 2050, if no significant action is taken, the annual damage cost could rise to a whopping $8.7 billion. Key action areas, policy reforms, stricter building codes, and coordinated investment in infrastructure to reduce energy and insurance costs. To cap it off, we visit the Red Sea. Southern Cross Insurance has denied an Australian policyholder's claim following a cruise cancellation owing to regional military unrest. The conflict? The insurer's war and violence exclusion clause. The policyholder's argument that the unrest did not specifically threaten passenger ships sailed deep waters, but ultimately made no waves. The AFCA investigation sided with Southern Cross, citing signs of military conflict. That wraps up the week's major stories. Stay alert, informed, and insured. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more on personal and business insurance. Until next Tuesday, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, guiding you through the highs and lows of insurance news.